studios in Austin, Texas. This is Drinkin' Bros Fake News with Ross Patterson, Dan Holloway, Papa G with the traffic.
How do you feel?
Not good.
Yeah?
Field reporter, Hot Bob. And Delco Dan with sports. Welcome to Fake News.
Yeah, welcome to Drinkin' Bros Fake News, everybody. Bringing you the realest, fakest news from over the weekend. If you're watching live on Drinkin' Bros Podcast Patreon, you're welcome for that 8-minute intro with Lazaro Lopez edging a ghost bed. Well, edging a pillow and then completing his full ejac on the mattress itself, right?
I don't know. I mean, it kind of seems like the bed was edging him.
Sort of. Do you think he got off there? I mean, I shot it and I couldn't tell.
Yeah,
I walked out of the room after that.
Yeah. You can smell it.
I could smell in his house.
Yeah.
He was sweaty, by the way, at the end of the shoot. No lie. He was really going for it there. And if you're one of the lucky ladies that he's on top of one day, well, you have that to look forward to over on Patreon. At the top here, I want to give a shout out to a few new accounts in the state of Texas. They're all HEBs, by the way. We're stacking them up, dude. We're in over 100 HEBs in the state of Texas now. Shout out Ryan Mills for making all that happen. The HEB in Belton, Texas, Bastrop, Texas, Willis, Texas, the Specs over in Temple, Texas, Market Street in Lubbock. Let's go, dude. Lubbock is, that's your boys, right? That's your college, dude. That's the Aggies.
Who are my boys?
It's not the Aggies.
No, A&M is State College, or College Station.
Who's in Lubbock, then?
Tech.
Tech.
Texas Tech, the Red Raiders. Okay.
It's our Big 12 rival.
Sorry, guys.
We do like to bet Texas Tech at home, especially night games. Spooky place to play.
Really?
Yes, okay. I love Texas Tech to cover a lot when they're at home.
Great. Look, I'm looking forward to going, raging, picking up some Hardy of Seltzer from there. Twin Liquors in Bastrop and Island Liquor in Port Bolivar off of Highway 87. Look at that, dude. I don't even know where Port Bolivar is, but thank you. Port Liquor. Sounds fun. Looked like you were having a good time this weekend with some of your old homies. Shout out to you, D'Anthony, for doing the suicide prevention panel with Tim Kennedy and Tulsi Gabbard. Who put that on? Was it the Independence Fund?
Yes.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, we have, it's called Targeting a Solution. That's the name of the series. But yeah, we just try to bring on different people here and there. Tulsi, she's in the middle of her book tour now, so she rearranged some stuff so she could come out. That was really nice. And then part of the reason we were there is for Wounded Heroes Day, which is like Sarah Berardo, who runs the Independence Fund, got a holiday. So we have Memorial Day and the Sunday month prior to it is Wounded Veterans Day, Wounded Heroes Day, I think they call it, in North Carolina. It's for people that lived, but they got all fucked up.
Okay.
So Marco Citral came out and spoke for a bit, just flew in for the day and flew right back out. So, you know, thanks to him for that. CZ, Ramon Colon Lopez, the former SEAC, flew out for it. We had a good time.
Awesome.
Nick Palmisano was the MC for Sunday.
Was he really?
Not for the panel, but for the Sunday events. He did really well.
That's awesome. I just talked to him maybe 3 or 4 days ago. He's on an edit for a TV show right
now. Yeah.
Office show.
Well, yeah, it's the one you've seen him and Jared talking about, and Tim in a fat suit. They're getting pretty close to being done. Yeah. So, and you and I will definitely be in season two.
Yeah.
He said we had the conversation about season one, but we just didn't have the time this year to do any of that shit.
I just told him, I mean, I was like, look, I was honest with him. I said, look, we're in these investor meetings for Hardy of Seltzer all fucking day long. Just can't leave is the problem. And then, you know, they throw a wrench in you, monkey wrench in with fucking TxDOT here, and they're trying to take away the studio right now. So while you were there, I had a meeting with TxDOT. They were supposed to come here. And then at the last minute, they go, no, we got something else. Why don't you come over to where we're at? So we went over to the TxDOT facility. They brought on a new person here. Pull up Linda Reif, Bob. Pop her up on screen there. There's Linda.
Oh, Texas sweet, lady.
Sweet Linda. Texas lady, and she's a grandmother. Had no idea why she was thrown onto the project. Well, Linda, I can tell you it's because you are a grandma and you have soft features. So that way when people come in and yell, they don't feel like they can yell at you. And that was my notes for the June 1st meeting, because you and I met with the first group of assholes. At the last one, what was it, January or February?
I don't remember. Whenever it was on.
The one guy I thought was going to piss himself with the glasses when you were
talking. Oh, you mean at the community meeting?
Yeah.
Yeah, he kept trying to feed me lines of bullshit. I'm like, so what you mean is this? And he's like, whoa, we haven't decided yet. I'm like, okay, so you didn't really speak to my point. So I'm going to go ahead and assume that's what it meant.
Yeah, and that she did the same thing. They did the same thing. I was very honest with them as well. I said, look, they heard the podcast. They were not happy, obviously.
I mean, it was them on it. Correct. We didn't edit their voice at all. Sure we didn't. Just asked them questions and had them respond.
That's all we did. Now, Lizette Sandoval.
She good?
She was not there.
So we still have no location on Lizette Sandoval.
Prayers up to Lizette. Don't know where she is or anything about her well-being. Yeah. So we don't know about but Lizette
Sandoval. We're hopeful.
I saw some listeners made some t-shirts after the last show. Mm. We're all hopeful. We don't know what's going on there.
I think no news is good news at this point, probably.
So, well, because here's the other thing I told her. I said, look, when you and I ran for school board in 2020 and all that fucking crazy shit got upended and everything else, I go, here's what happens. Everybody from the three-letter agencies listens to the fucking show. We end up getting your text messages, emails sent in, everything else. I'm sure we'll have Linda's within 24 hours. And TxDOT as well. Look, they still have time to change it. There's another side of the highway that they're not building on. Mm-hmm. And I was clear. Look, the TxDOT employees were in ours. They didn't mark off the other side. I go, if you're going to lie to people, just give them the illusion that there's some hope. You didn't even bother doing that. So the meeting on June 1st, if you're here in Austin, by the way, because it is for Austin. It's a giant highway that's going through the middle of Austin. Pop on over there. My suggestion was just hire some people to represent the company and not those turds. That's one. Two, get better food. And if you're going to lie to people over and over and over again, at least make them feel good about it.
I mean, pump the room full of, I don't know, something that'll make people happy. Like if you put vanilla onto aluminum foil, put it in the oven, it kind of smells, makes the room smell good.
Oh, that's nice.
And puts me on a better mood. Yeah. Right? Like maybe my rage will be tempered.
Yeah, but the last building was they do horses and like equestrian shit there, so you could smell like horse shit in there.
Yeah, I mean, figuratively as well.
Yeah.
It was not a great idea.
It wasn't. So to update the building, they said they have not made a decision. They're at 60% right now. And they go, there's still time. We'll find out, Linda, if there's still time. Now, one thing that I was not happy about was the firm they hired was actually Chinese financed. And so Linda had said, are you going to go after me on this show? Why not Greg Abbott? I said, look, Dan and I hate Greg Abbott. Our only regret about Greg Abbott was that the tree didn't win.
I don't hate Greg Abbott specifically. I just don't like people in wheelchairs.
I don't like Greg Abbott. I was honest with her. I go, she goes, we're a Republican. Yeah, I fucking hate Greg Abbott. Zero. I like what he does at the border. Everything else fucking sucks. Now, this is the shocker for you that I didn't know. The highway is actually federal money that's coming in. It is not state.
Yeah, it's an interstate highway.
What the fuck is that?
This isn't an interstate.
It will be.
It will be.
Oh, they're turning it into it?
Correct. It will be eventually, yeah.
Yeah.
By the time they're completed.
Okay.
But it's also part of that infrastructure bill that Biden did a couple years ago.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it was like $65 billion or something to repair roads and bridges and
I hate Joe Biden too, so that's great. So at least I can lump him in. But I was surprised that it's not state funded and that it's federal.
A lot of infrastructure projects are federally
funded. Whenever the drinking age changed way back in the day, so it's a state thing. A state right now could change the drinking age to 18 if they wanted to.
Really?
Yes. Okay. And initially, that's how it was through most of the states. It was between 18 and 21, depending on the state. The way the federal government got states to jack it up to 21, because they wanted it to be 21 across the board, was to just withhold road funding, highway funding.
Ah.
Most of it's federally funded.
Yeah, that makes sense. Surprised that Biden would fund this then. Or Pete, is it Pete Buttigieg? He's the transportary, or the head of transportation there for
Transportatory.
Yeah, what the fuck is it called?
Terry.
Yeah, whatever.
So 290 goes all the way to Houston right now. But I think that, I think I've read that it's going to become an over or a bypass. Like it's going, they're going to branch it off somewhere near like Cypress north of the city or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then have it go all the way over to Louisiana.
Louisiana. Is they're going to build that fucker all the way out to Johnson City.
Yeah.
And they said there's still time, guys, where they still haven't decided. Look, right now they're currently destroying 87 businesses, 16 residential homes, and then all the neighborhoods around here are going to be fucked, and then ripped out all the restaurants and gas stations and all that other shit. Us personally, we just love this office. We love having people in. We got a couple of listeners in here today. Is that your dad back there that you brought with you? Hey, give me a thumbs up. Look at that, dude. Everybody, people bring their parents in here. Drink some hard AF seltzers. Who's driving, your father? Okay, smart. Make your father the designated driver. And I said, look, it's not about the money. You're just destroying two businesses, and we like it here. It's also 100 spaces. We land helicopters here all the time. There was one here last week. I don't know. I'm surprised that Brandon lets you take footage with that helicopter. Joel was out there shooting the helicopter. He didn't know. Oh, he didn't know?
Shooting what?
Just footage, film.
Why wouldn't he let him?
It looks like a nice helicopter.
It is.
Joel, I feel like Joel at any moment could trip and fall down and his head could crack through the windshield of the helicopter.
That's fine.
Yeah. But those are expensive. So we'll let you know as things progress, and we'll definitely be at that June 1st meeting, Linda. I'll be there, Linda Reif. Don't take our fucking studios, Linda. We'll see what happens. See what happens.
She seems like a nice lady, actually.
Yeah, that's what they do. They hire people that have nothing to do with it, and then boom. It's the assholes that we met who are actually doing this fucking bullshit.
So, yeah, Suit Man and his little merry band of assholes.
Why would you, if you're Greg Abbott, though, why would you hire a Chinese-backed firm? Obviously, we're going to fucking find out about it. So they have offices in China, Hong Kong, and then the United States. Is it because he doesn't like a certain type of immigrants and he wanted Asians to come and build? Was he a big fan of the railroads? And he was like, hey, now we can switch this to highways.
I don't know. I mean, you would think that a state, well, maybe it wasn't Abbott. If it's federal money, how do you know the federal government didn't do that?
Oh, they hired a Chinese company? That's a great question. I don't know.
I mean, it's happened before in cities. Like Oakland hired a Chinese company to build the Bay Bridge, and they had to fire them and rehire another company because the bolts kept snapping.
That one makes sense, though,
doesn't it? Yeah, it does, proximity-wise and also Chinesers-wise.
Yeah, but fresh off the boat.
It's surprising to me that a state like Texas wouldn't have some law that requires municipal contracts to go to American-owned only companies. You would think Texas would have a law like that.
One would
think,
right?
They certainly should.
Yeah. Yeah, but I looked at her and I said, to quote Beyonce, that ain't Texas, okay? That ain't Texas, Linda. Do better. Do better, but we'll keep you in the loop as this goes along on a daily basis. And I told her, look, Linda, it'll be endless content for us, however this shakes out. And we're all in. Today is Monday on Fake News. You know we always start with the memes here on Patreon. If you're not subscribed, go ahead and do it. It's worth it. We got shit. We have the most daily live shows on Patreon out of any channel there is. Anyway, I just dropped a fucking Uncirked last night just to do it. Because Joe Biden hates black people. How bad are these memes going to get today is what I wonder.
The first one's called Spot the Difference.
Okay. Spot the Difference. Sounds harmless. Sounds harmless. Let's see what it is. Oh, fuck. Bob, go ahead and read that off the thing, please.
Well, it's just there's not really anything to read.
Yeah,
it's,
the captions on there aren't really important. What's important is what is and isn't in the picture. I guess.
What are the words above it, though, in white?
Picture perfect moments made easy. It's just an advert. It's just an advertisement.
And CVS?
JCPenney.
Oh, JCPenney. Okay.
Shut the fuck up. All right.
So an ad agency made this this advertisement, and it's two families, and there's one on top and one on bottom. The one on top is a black family. The one on the bottom is a white family. Now, the noticeable difference is that the white family has a dad.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's not like they're in different parts of the store.
Nope.
Where it's like, oh, those are just the actors we hired for that. They're one on top of the other.
In the same frame.
In the same frame.
Yeah. Dad couldn't make it to the picture. Let me ask you this. Do you think the dad is no longer, or do you think he was just late and they were like, we got to shoot this?
What do you think? He's a war hero or something?
No, he's just black. I didn't know if he was on CPT time where it was just like, hey, man, I'm sorry. I was like an hour late.
I don't know, maybe. Yeah. I don't know. I'll have to call the president.
Big fan of this. So is this real, by the way?
I don't know. Who knows?
If it is, man. Oh, it's so good.
I mean, who knows?
I hope it is. What do we got up next, Bobby?
This is one I hope is real. It's called Emo Skating.
Emo Skating. All right.
Got a glizzy in my head and I do not waste no time. Cause it's glizzy, 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 glizzy. I'm on my... Got a glizzy in my...
Wow, dude. You just got back from a suicide prevention panel and...
Yeah, sure did.
You dropped a suicide video.
He wasn't trying to prevent skater emo kids from killing
themselves. Yeah, that's not a problem. That's a self-licking ice cream cone.
If he was at that conference, would it have made a difference today?
No.
No, sure wouldn't have. No. Sure wouldn't have.
Next one's called No Homo.
Okay. Do I have to pull the fucking headphones off? Read aloud, Bob. What does it say?
When the homie doesn't say no homo after you're done giving him head.
Okay.
Oh.
Wow. They got Andre Brower in the Succession theme.
R.I.P.
Yeah, he was great.
Just died. He was great actor.
Great actor, yeah.
This next one's called Do You Get It? Question mark.
Do you get it? All right, what is that caption?
People in the 1950s petting their dogs. Imagine the color of the dogs may end up being important.
Dog is black currently. For the audio listeners, the dog is entirely black and had two white paws. The owner just bent down and only petted the white part of the toes and not the dog. Oh, big fan. All right, that's in the lead for me today. That's in the lead.
Well, this one's called Diddy Got Carl.
Oh, shit, dude. I heard this story. I heard this story over the weekend.
This might fuck up your childhood. There's a trigger warning right here. If you were into Family Matters or Die Hard really a lot, then you may want to skip this part, to be honest.
All right. But go ahead and
that
play
said,
it, dude. This is Carl Winslow. God damn it. Play it.
But like I see, like when Diddy fucked Carl Winslow, we was at the party.
Uh-huh.
And you know, we just chilling and shit like that. And me,
that's my childhood when he told me that.
Everybody know me, right?
Right.
I'm a goofy nigga. I'm funny and stuff like that. So I hear a nigga just wearing out some shit. I'm like, huh? Like hearing that, I'm like, I'm 6'0". Who's wearing this bitch out?
Right.
Nigga, I kick in the door. Poof. Kick in the door. Nigga, I seen Carl Winslow put his
head
up.
Father. Ain't that the father from Family Matters?
Yeah.
No way.
The dad.
Oh, the dad.
The dad.
I swear to God, dad homies, neighborhood crib. So when I seen that, man. And then...
So who's piping Carl? Diddy?
Yeah, Diddy was. So when I seen that, cuz, right, Diddy came back and he was telling me, he was like, it's nothing more enjoyable than having a man do something for some money. I'm like, cuz, that shit crazy.
Oh, no, that's wild.
Come on, man.
But like, I see, like, when...
Oh, that's boy. It. Okay, that's it.
Yeah,
man, I don't want to believe this is true. Oh, I don't want to believe this is true about Carl Winslow.
It's true.
I don't. What do you think? Around the horn, you think it's true? I've
all true.
Oh, God damn it, man.
Bob, I think we might have some audio of that Carl.
Carl Winslow?
Yeah.
God damn it.
I was going to let it like breathe for a couple weeks so we could really surprise them and it'd be funny again.
I think if we miss one show, it upsets me.
We got to give it a couple of weeks. We'll get him later. We got to really catch him off guard.
God damn it, dude. It's Carl. It's the dad from Family Matters. All right.
It's the cop from Die Hard.
Would it be? Would it
every
be
a, Christmas now? When you're,
how does that happen? Where Carl Winslow same with Puff Daddy? Actors and he goes, hang out. I need money.
Actors and musicians hang out.
But during Family Members or Family Matters, Carl didn't need fucking money.
Do you think when Diddy came, he said, "Did I do that"?
If he did, if this story is true at all, he better have said, "Did I do that?"
He's fucking
when he came,
Bukkake's Carl Winslow's face. Oh,
God damn it!
Dude. Yeah.
The best part is, by the way,
fuck. This is gonna fuck with me forever, dude.
The best part, by the way, is keep that audio in mind that we just played, right?
Yeah. It's
very loud, probably fake, but very loud. That's what that guy said too, right? He was like, "Dude, I was outside, just at the party." And I heard somebody just getting torn up.
Look, we've now heard this story about Diddy and Will Smith from like four different people. I don't know. You want to believe that Carl Winslow, the dad on Family Members, didn't need cash that bad. And it was just like, fucking A, dude.
What if he's just fucking gay and wanted to fuck Diddy?
I don't mind that.
Diddy's
tell
like,
me that. Like, that's fine. I don't. It's but the money aspect that gay, fucked me up.
He's definitely gay, by the way. He's never married, has no children.
Carl Winslow?
Yeah.
And that's fine. He's a very nice man in real life, and that one is going to haunt my soul forever. I watched this interview over the weekend, this little clip, and I was like, please be not true. Like, there's just things you don't want to be true or just never hear about. Because if he's gay, that's fine. I just don't want him fucking for money during Family Matters.
Yeah, so I think
that's what really bothers
me. I don't have a problem with it. It doesn't matter how rich you are, money is still valuable now more than it will be tomorrow. Time value of money, right? Because of inflation, any 97 cent today is the same value as a dollar tomorrow.
And think about this too. Like, okay, he's gay, right? He's gay, and all of a sudden he has a chance. He's a bottom two, and he has a chance to get fucked by Diddy. Like, imagine if Margot Robbie came in and was like, here's 50 grand.
And that's 1991 Diddy, too. He's like, that's the peak Diddy.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, that's a hot chick comes in and says, a hot famous chick comes in and says, here's 50 grand to fuck me.
Yeah. I don't want to, Bob, I'm not kidding. The only thing that bothers me about this is that Carl Winslow needed the money. Now, if he just said, I wanted the money, just change one word in that sentence to want. Versus need, and well, I'm that, okay
yeah,
with
but
it.
You're hearing this from a third party. Carl Winslow didn't get on Twitter this morning and say, "Hey, did he fuck me? But I needed the money." Like, he hasn't had no input on this so far.
Does Carl have a social media account?
I'll check.
Probably not. He's like 80, isn't he?
He's 71. Reginald Bell Johnson. I'll double check. Yep. But it's also worth noting, right? So Diddy allegedly in this story. Let's just follow the logic of the story. Diddy got caught fucking Reginald Vell Johnson in the early to mid 90s.
Yes.
Right? Not a friendly time for gay people, whatever. Diddy comes out and immediately says, yeah, dude, it was a power move. I didn't do that for pleasure. I paid him because it's just like, yeah, hell yeah, I own you now.
Wait, isn't that Mark Wahlberg and the other guys where he learns ballet to make fun of the gay kid down the street?
Yeah.
Yeah, that feels like what that is.
Yeah.
Like, Diddy's just using that as an excuse. Like, yeah, I was just fucking sucking that dude's dick to show him who the boss was. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right.
All right, cool, man.
I can live with that,
like,
I guess.
I appreciate your motivation, but your tactics might be a little off.
Now, what if Carl invested that into something nice?
What, to come?
No, the money that he did.
Because you could probably sell Diddy semen for a lot of money.
Right now, yes. Yeah.
If he just farted it out into a cup and just went into a fucking clinic and was like, hey, you're probably going to need to clean this cup up, but there's some valuable semen in here.
Diddy's semen is at an all-time high.
It is now, especially. Yeah. So you want to sit on it probably for a while. Let it age.
That's a poor choice of words.
Now it's a perfect choice of words.
Did I do that?
Oh, this next one's called The Arrestables.
The Arrestables. All right.
It's exactly what you think it is. There's no need for sound, my friend.
No, there's no sound there. It's just a superhero family of blacks, and it's just called The Arrestables. And that's their superpower, is they can get arrested.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Anytime, anywhere.
For anything.
Mm-hmm.
Driving,
look,
breathing.
Yeah.
A little prank is the next one.
A little prank.
Yeah, you're going to want to keep your eyes on this one.
Am I? Did not expect that.
Gonna love your Oreo, mate.
It's about toothpaste on the Oreo.
Too easy.
Hey, man. Oreo.
Thanks, man.
I'm gonna love your Oreo, man.
This rocks his ass. This dude edits pretty good. That's why I did that one. He needs to get shouted
What's
out.
His name?
The account is called LeBunk House, LeBunk House.
Okay.
All one word.
Yeah, I'm a fan of these guys.
Yeah, this next one is an animation house that does like super fucked up shit. This one is called, this is the last one, so enjoy it. It's called The Short Train.
The Short Train. Harry Potter.
When you hear the word Hogwarts, Down syndrome isn't usually the first thing that comes to mind, but I'm looking to change all that. My name is Mrs. Spinelli, and I am the head of the special education program here at Hogwarts. School usually starts around 6 a.m. for the kids when they arrive on the short train.
Come on, everyone! Grab your invisibility cloaks!
For their own safety, we do have to cloak the kids on their way to class. A lot of the talking paintings were commissioned in the 16th century and can be very hurtful.
How are the goblins today, Mrs. Spinelli? Hey, stop eating my world, you little monster!
Jeremy! The work set by the school for the kids can be a little, humble. If a potion class requires 16 crushed beetles or 3 tumbled toads,
holy
they'll
shit,
often put our children
They
working.
Animated a guy with Down syndrome?
When you hear smashing the word beetles.
Wow. Yeah. All right. At least as far as we push it every single day, there's people out there who are worse.
A lot of people are starting to do more retard-based content.
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of it.
Yeah.
It's also a little reference to Game of Thrones,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. What was his name? Jimmy something?
It was just in the story. You never see him. But
yeah, you never see him, but his... God, what the fuck was his
Dinklage
name?
Dinklage talks about him in this, just smashing beetles.
The Dink?
The Dink, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the retarded Lannister kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate Peter Dinklage now.
Didn't they say his name?
I used to love Peter Dinklage, and I fucking hate him after that. After he killed off every fucking midget, and
he tried to pull the little tiny ladder up after him.
Yeah, he sure did, man.
I don't like
sure
that.
Sure fucking did. So I'm not a Dink fan anymore. That guy fucking sucks. All right, let's get to the news, shall we? Is Donald John Trump immune from criminal prosecution? And what may be the most closely watched case this term at the Supreme Court involving the highest profile appellant, former President Donald J. Trump, has offered a sweeping argument for why he should not face trial for alleged election interference. The High Court will hold arguments Thursday morning in what could determine the former president's personal and political future. As the presumptive GOP nominee to retake the White House, Trump is betting that his constitutional assertions will lead to legal reprieve from the court's 6-3 conservative majority, with 3 of its members appointed to the bench by the defendant himself. The official question the justices will consider is whether, and if so, to what extent does a former president enjoy presidential immunity from criminal prosecution for conduct alleged to involve official acts during his tenure in office. This is new territory for the Supreme Court in the nation. No current or former president has ever been criminally charged. On March 4th, the justices unanimously ruled that Trump could remain on the Colorado primary ballot over claims that he committed insurrection, the J6 Capitol riots. A federal appeals court had unanimously ruled against Trump on the immunity question. For the purposes of this criminal case, President Trump has become Citizen Trump, with all the defenses of any other criminal defendants, the 3-judge panel wrote, but any executive immunity that may have protected him while he served as president no longer protects him from this prosecution. Okay. This is regarding the other case. Is this going to be all-encompassing of all the cases or just this one in particular?
It depends on the decision and on the opinion that they write. Right, because that's the guidance that they give the lower courts. If they were to, and this is happening in 2 weeks, by the way, the Supreme Court's going to hear the arguments in 2 weeks. It's. I don't want to get too hypothetical, but if the court, let's say the court, decides in the favor of Trump that he was protected by executive privilege or whatever the fuck they're calling it, right?
But just for this, for J6, right? Because there's four trials going on. Well,
this case is specifically, and that's why what we were talking about with the other thing before, where I made the distinction between acting as a private citizen and acting in the capacity of the president, right? Mm-hmm. Jack Smith,
yeah.
He's trying to make the case that it was Trump, the candidate, even though he was occupying the office of the president, right? Making decisions to do X, Y, and Z. But then, I mean, then Trump could just say, well, you know, I also made the decision to tell Muriel Bowser and everybody in that general area that we're ready to send 10,000 National Guard in or whatever the fuck else you need. Just let us know what you need. And they said no, right? So it's kind of a facile argument from Jack Smith's perspective. But so if the Supreme Court comes down on Trump's side and then they say that anything related to him in this regard can't be, like if he's trying to pursue evidence or something like that, it definitely could fall over into the Atlanta one as well. And like, so the difference with some of this stuff is there's obviously criminal and civil trials that are going on, but also federal and state and a city trial as well, mm-hmm. right? So under normal circumstances, one ruling wouldn't necessarily affect the other one. But if the Supreme Court rules on something and writes an opinion to that effect, then it affects every court, right? Whether it's like a municipal court, state court, federal court, whatever.
But the problem, let's take the case in New York because it just started today, by the way.
Well, that's a civil. Oh, no, New York one's criminal. Yeah,
that's criminal.
New York and Atlanta are criminal, right?
Well, with this one, they're saying that this was. So this one, I would understand because this was before he was elected president of the United States. So this goes back to 2016 up until the election. And prosecutors opening statements today said that he orchestrated a criminal scheme to corrupt the 2016 election and detail a catch and kill plot, which I don't really know what that means.
I don't know what they're referring to there, but what he did was pay some prostitute $150,000 to not say she fucked him, basically.
130, yeah.
Right. And then Cohen, his bag man at the time, moved money from a campaign war chest into that account to pay for that, I think. And they obfuscated that when they were doing the FEC filing, maybe. I'm pretty sure that's kind of how that went down. And that's the crime. They've yet to show any indication that Trump told him to do that.
Right.
Right. Like if there was a text message or a recorded phone call that said that, it would be on paper somewhere and we would have read it in the press by now. Because they would have made easy work of him, right? And if you don't think the Department of Justice would have leaked that to poison the well on voters and shit like that, you fucking
and
believe they would.
I agree.
So that obviously doesn't exist. And again, this criminal trial in New York, and this is something, by the way, once a case gets referred to the Supreme Court, it doesn't matter why it got referred. They can opine on any part of it. They can do whatever the fuck they want. They can say, what you're saying is right about this, but here's another reason why this court, like, they have to rule on the constitutionality of the entire thing, right? So if you recall this Alvin Bragg bullshit, he's upgrading these clerical errors to felonies, like 26 felony counts, because of some additional crime that he allegedly committed that he hasn't been even convicted of yet,
right?
So I think good jurisprudence probably, and I've talked to some justices about this, good jurisprudence would be like, yeah, you have to actually convict him of that first crime first before you can use that as an escalator for this other crime. Because otherwise it would be a misdemeanor trial and he wouldn't even be in the fucking courtroom for that.
Well, he shouldn't be in the courtroom anyways.
Yes, for sure. But like if things, even if you could get him for that violation and on a criminal basis and not just pay a fucking fine, not just be a civil forfeiture or something like that. It's not a fucking felony.
Right.
Right? Like, show damages. You have to show damages for it to be a felony like that.
Sure.
And there are not. Like, they're trying to say that.
Well, they're trying to say
they're trying to say that people would not have voted for Donald Trump had they known he paid off Stormy Daniels, and you cannot quantify that. That's nonsense.
I agree, and this is, so catch and kill is when you catch and kill a story, by the way, so I just looked it up. So this catch and kill plot that the prosecution has alleged here at the start of today's trial This actually happened with Hunter Biden's laptop.
When
they killed that story. Yeah.
So here's, I'll make you a deal, guys. I'll make you a deal. If we convict Trump of this, then we have to convict every news outlet other than the New York Post, right? Because they're the ones who printed it, and everybody else fucking shamed it. We have to convict the former people that ran Twitter, all of them.
60 Minutes.
Right? Zuck's got to go to jail.
Yep.
60 Minutes. Leslie Stahl's got to go to jail forever, right? Because you all interfered with an election by spreading misinformation.
According
to your new fucking thing here.
Terms, yeah.
Right? It's really funny how stupid these goddamn people are. Ilhan Omar today tweeted, I'm just going to read this really quick because I think it's hilarious. Throughout history, protests were co-opted and made to look bad so police and public leaders would shut them down. That's what we are seeing now at Columbia University. Columbia University, by the way, which is littered with a bunch of fucking dumbass Hamas people.
Yeah.
Like, these people are just retarded.
We'll get
calling,
to that
calling
later,
for gassing the Jews and shit. Yeah. Like, if you think it's just naive college kids, it's not.
It's not.
It's like professional protesters who are there talking about killing Jews and shit.
Same tents, same backpacks, same everything. They're all funded by someone. I don't know who.
Yeah. And then she says the Columbia protesters have made clear their demands and want their school not to be complacent in the ongoing genocide in Gaza. There's no genocide going on in Gaza.
Also, does she mean complicit?
Maybe, yeah. But, you know, she fucks her brother, so.
Complacent would be if you stopped bombing, I guess, or didn't bomb everything.
I don't know, but public officials and media making this about anything else are inflaming the situation and need to bring calmness and sanity back. Well, we do that when you start calling for the death of all the Jews. It's a good start, but this first part is what's important. Throughout history, protests were co-opted and made to look bad so police and public leaders would shut them down. And my response was, is that what happened on January 6th as well, or does it only apply to leftists?
Yeah.
Right? Like, this is the lead way people want when it's on their side. Like, well, there were agitators in the crowd doing this. It wasn't the people who actually care about the issue. Okay, cool. There were 1 million people in D.C. on January 6th. And 400 of them entered the Capitol, and you've made 1,000 arrests, and you plan on making 1,000 more?
1,200 arrests, yeah.
It's like, okay, cool, man.
But none of this fucking adds up. And to go back to your point regarding Trump here, because this is happening as we're going live today. Here's what the prosecution led with, because you said if they had him on tape saying this, specifically to Michael Cohen and those guys, that yes, they would have leaked it. I agree. Mm-hmm. Here's what they led with in court today. A full audio transcript and a transcript they passed out to the jury of the Access Hollywood tape with Billy Bush, the one that he was on a hot mic in his
talking
trailer
about grabbing pussies.
Yep,
that's what's what they that? Led How is that relevant with
today? I don't know. I'm not sure. Prosecutors then detailed how Trump, aided by allies including the National Enquirer, used a catch and kill scheme to buy the rights to damaging stories about his private life.
Why would that be illegal?
It isn't. It happens every day.
LeBron James paid to get his dad removed from the internet.
Every day this happens. Yep. Every single day. If you have enough money, you can buy off the media.
That's not a crime, by the way. The crime that he allegedly committed was bookkeeping, because he moved money from somewhere to another account.
Correct.
And then they filed that piece of paperwork 26 times, and that's why they have 26 charges. He didn't commit a crime 26 times.
Yeah.
Like, he fucking, I mean, this is so stupid.
So here's what the prosecutor's full statement was at the very, very top. This case is not about a criminal conspiracy and a cover-up. The defendant, Donald Trump, orchestrated a criminal scheme to corrupt the 2016 presidential election.
Cool, man. All right.
Then,
I mean, so what about the Russia collusion hoax? Does Hillary Clinton go to prison for the rest of her life?
There's no trial. Nobody's been charged.
She took money from the DNC and paid Steele to put this fake dossier together, which has been debunked time immemorial. It's over. That's over, right? What about the bureaucrats inside of the CIA and FBI who lied to Congress, lied to the American people about it being fake? Are we going to throw all... Look, if we're doing that, I'm cool with it.
Same.
I think it would be okay to sacrifice the Don if we got all of those other people in prison for the rest of their lives.
Well, let's take this case in Florida with the missing documents that is still Jack Smith is still trying to press forward there for the classified documents. Now, Biden already went through this. Very simple, quick, easy, and they said he was a very senile old man, and they don't think a jury would convict him, although he willfully took the documents home. Great. If either you're going to try Biden for it and Trump, and I agree with you, either clean it all out and then clean out Clinton, clean out Trump, do everything, but make it equal on both sides. Instead, you're going after one guy. And after this statement, he says, then he covered up that criminal conspiracy by lying to his New York business records, lying in his New York business records over and over again. It was election fraud, pure and simple. To my knowledge, he's not being charged with election fraud. Is he in New York?
No, he's being charged for allegedly lying on taxes or something, or his business permits or some shit, some records keeping thing with the state.
It's all about the $130K here in a payoff, and either was written off as a personal check or campaign money. I think they're saying it was campaign money. But if you think Donald Trump actually sits down and does his own fucking books on TurboTax or wrote that check by hand himself,
yeah.
I can tell you it's the same thing you said at the top here. That check would have been released to the press around the world.
It's also when you have an FEC violation like this, unless it's like something crazy, you don't get charged with a crime for it. You pay a fine, right? Like sometimes you have to make restitution. But you can borrow, like, me as a private citizen, I can fucking borrow money out of my campaign war chest and then put it back, right?
Yeah.
Like, I can do that if I want to. So it's just, like, this very thinly connected, like, oh, but what if, you know, technically, it's like they had a team of lawyers sit down and try to figure out, well, how can we prosecute him for this? It's not technically a crime. How do we turn this into a crime?
Right.
Right? And they're doing this to obfuscate the fact that they've done exactly what they're accusing him of in both of the last two major elections and the midterm.
Yeah.
So three elections in a row now, maybe longer, right? But definitely the ones, since Trump came into the picture in 2016, like Russia collusion bullshit. I mean, it's just been off the hook since then. There's not been one honest vote cast, I don't think, since then.
No, and now that I'm really digging into this here, so he's pled guilty, not guilty, I'm sorry, to the 34 accounts of falsifying business record, which, by the way, let's say he's convicted of all 34 charges. Mm-hmm. It carries a maximum total 4-year jail sentence for 34 fucking counts. That's how ticky-tacky all this fucking shit is. So then what happens? What if they get him for one? Time served? What is this?
It wouldn't even be a fine. I have no idea.
I don't either.
And I mean, I don't know. It's just so stupid. It's very dumb. and it's not particularly... they're not doing a very good job of hiding what they're trying to do. I don't think so. The election this year is going to be really interesting to me, to see how many people, because it seems like the Overton window is shifting back towards the right a bit, and that people are maybe not even towards the right, just towards being reasonable. Like, a lot more people are like, nah, I'm not believing that shit. There's a lot more people posting memes about COVID now and not liking the government doing stuff. And everything, maybe that's not a great indicator, but I feel like if we were to get an honest election, I can't imagine Biden getting elected.
D'Anthony, we got some sponsors that put this shit wagon on the air. First and foremost, GhostBed.com/drinkingbros. 50% off everything in the entire store. That is mattresses, sheets, pillows, adjustable bases. You name it, it is all 50% off. They've also got a pre-order for a massage topper there. Got some headed to the house as we speak. I want to see Lázaro López's body vibrate on that goddamn thing. I love them, dude. And this goes anywhere. So it'll go on your mattress. It'll also go on the floor. You got back problems or
front problems.
Front problems too, man. Roll over.
Either way.
Get nude. Turn it up to high. You know what comes with a remote control?
I've got one.
I don't have one yet.
Oh,
it's on my way.
You're talking about the other one, yeah, the rumbly.
Yeah. I've got the one in the mattress. I've got the adjustable base. So that one vibrates as well. This is a whole fucking topper, so I'm amped to get it. It's supposed to be in my house by Friday, so big fan of all their products over there. Everything is made in the good old US of A at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. When you check out, it does not matter how many items you put in the carts. Pop in the promo code Drinking Bros. They'll give you 50% off. And then at the bottom, you're going to see a 3-year pay-as-you-go program. No interest as long as you have decent credit over there. Check that box and stretch it out for 3 years. So you're getting everything for 50% off. Then you can stretch it out over 3 years. It's a great fucking deal over there. Finest mattresses in the land. Finest sheets and all of it. Huge fan of their company. That's why they're our title sponsor. Support us and go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. Next up, we got mybookie.com. Promo code drinkingbros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Get off the couch and get into the action today at mybookie. Turn your love of sports into your new side hustle over there. That's what we do. Took Scotty Scheffler over the weekend twice. Live lined him twice. +550 on Saturday, +380 on Sunday. Won all the things. The only thing I lost over the weekend was that Devin Haney, Ryan Garcia fight. I took the under at 10 and a half rounds. I thought for sure Homeboy would get knocked out. Turns out, man, you need a little crazy in your life to fucking beat the guy who's 31-0.
Work for Mike Tyson.
Sure did. I don't know if that's what he's doing or if he's just genuinely fucking nuts. But either way, it was entertaining as shit. It was the only bet I lost this weekend. Now, if you do turn into the NFL draft show on Thursday night, we will be gambling the entire night on those draft picks. It's a fucking blast. If you're an SEC fan, they've got over-unders for how many SEC players. It's 20, by the way, that will get drafted in the first round. Big 10, ACC, all the conferences, Big 12
nine.
Is it nine for the over-under?
No, for the SEC, isn't it? I thought it was one-third of draft picks were supposed to go.
Two-thirds.
Two-thirds?
Two-thirds.
Holy
bro.
Shit. Yep. Well, what's the point of even having other conferences at this point?
Well, we're down to the Big Ten and SEC. Hang on, let's see. No, I was incorrect. It's 9.5. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
Thank you for correcting me.
But there's six to the Pac-12, right?
Yeah.
I think it's six or is it 5.5?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's like three conferences have pretty much everybody in the first round.
Damn, dude.
Probably like 90%.
Because I'm looking at it now. They'll have individual names up there on Wednesday. But right now, the over-under for quarterbacks drafted in the first round is 4.5. Over-under for running backs drafted in the first round is 0.5. So they're expecting zero running backs to go in the first round.
What are the odds on the under?
Oof, they are fucking huge. So the under is like minus 1,587. Oh, yeah. I don't think any running backs going to the first round.
Yeah. There's not, but you can, I mean, don't bet anything on that.
No, definitely
it's
not.
Like
going
no amount of money is worth that bet because some asshole might fucking draft a running back.
Wide receivers, man. Over under 6.5 on Thursday nights. It'll be a fun one, man. Whenever there's this many offensive superstars in a draft, it's going to be a great show. Please join us. All of it is presented by mybookie.com. Promo code DRINKINGBROS will double that first deposit up to $1,000. You can bet with us or against us that night. And pick your favorite players for your team. Next up, we got firstform.com/drinkingbros. Let's face it, we all don't eat the way we want to every single day. We all don't work out the way we need to every single day. However, it is important to get the essential vitamins inside of you every single day. Do it. I keep mine right next to the computer here. Nice little cardboard box, a little trap door on it, spits out a plastic pouch. It gives you all the essentials in it. I got the antioxidants, the CoQ10s, multivitamins, the EFAs, fruits and veggies, and the probiotics. And that new liver detox is now been stolen off of your desk, Anthony. Where is that at?
I think Joel's been taking them, actually. He's trying to get healthy.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Look at that, dude. Is the wife coming? Is she actually coming over here?
Yeah, eventually. But I think maybe it's not he's trying to get healthy. Maybe he's just trying to combat all the other damage he's doing to his body, which I respect that too. Yeah.
I respect that. That's fine. Even if you're out there and want to do that, feel free, man. The shit works and it's healthy. One of the best supplements companies in the biz, in my opinion. Energy drinks, by the way, are lights out over there. Gigantic fan. I had one at Gold's today. They were stocked up at Gold's, so I got one. It had like a red, white, and blue flag on it. Nice. On the P, yeah. Big fan. Anyways, you can get those shipped right to your house, and you're going to get free shipping on orders over $75 at firstform.com/drinkingbros. But you got to get those microfactors that I was talking about. Got to get the essential vitamins inside you. Microfactors are the best. Liver detox is the best, dude. Go to firstform.com/drinkingbros today. Last but not least, today we got the wellness company talking about twc.health/drinkingbros. And use that promo code drinkingbros for 15% off all purchases. Are you prepared for the unexpected? In a world where chaos seems to lurk around every corner, being prepared is no longer a choice, it's a necessity. That's where the wellness company comes in. Imagine having the peace of mind that you're equipped to handle any medical crisis, from tick bites to the latest pandemic. The wellness company's medical emergency kit is your lifeline. Packed with essential medications like ivermectin, emergency antibiotics, antivirals, and more, this kit is your ultimate preparedness solution. The wellness company's team of renowned medical professionals, including Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. James Thorpe, Dr. Trupinski, and a bunch of other truth-seeking doctors, have designed a kit that sets the gold standard for safety and prevention. Don't wait for the next crisis to strike. Visit twc.health/drinkingbros and use the promo code drinkingbros for an exclusive 15% off discount. Prepare today. Rest easy tomorrow at twc.health/drinkingbros. If it's an honest election, no. But to be honest with you, with what happened over the weekend, I don't know about our entire government anymore. Mm. I watched that. We can just jump to this fucking next story here. The Congress passed the fucking relief aid to $95 billion to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Bob, pull up the numbers on this for Republicans and Democrats, and here's why I say
it was
this.
Like 154 and 156, yeah. I think, or something like that. It was pretty close.
Pretty fucking even.
Yeah.
On both sides. Mm-hmm. That's the scariest part about it.
Well, I say it all the time. Oh, it's that's not the final, right? Because it was like the Republicans were like in the 150s. At any rate, I say this all the time. When Republicans and Democrats work together, Americans lose. Because they're only working to steal your fucking money. That's the only reason these people exist.
Bob, and pull up the flags where they were waving the flags at the end of the vote for Ukraine in there. It was Anna Paulina Rubio down there, or Luna, I'm sorry, down there, who was just like, stop waving the fucking flags on our own goddamn Congress floor.
Well, luckily, Bob, can you look up how much the Congress secured for the U.S. border? Just kidding. It was zero. They didn't even put a bill up for it.
Oh, they didn't?
No. No.
I thought that was supposed to be the fourth bill. No. Was it not?
It was supposed to be, yeah.
Oh, shit. We don't.
But they skipped it. They must have run out of time, man. I don't know. It's busy.
When you're partying that hard with Ukrainian flags, it's tough, man, to get another bill going for our own country.
What does that say?
So Republicans, 101 yay, 112 nays, one present, four not voting. Democrats, 210 yays. Zero nays? Can't be right, though.
So
they got 210.
The Republican Speaker of the House,
yep,
the so-called conservative option to Kevin McCarthy, with a Democratic majority, sends more American taxpayer dollars to other countries. And you want to keep voting Republican. That word doesn't mean anything anymore. It doesn't mean anything. When you go to the fucking ballot in 2 weeks, if you're in Texas, for school board and shit like that.
Yep.
Early voting has actually begun.
Yeah, it's already begun. If you go on the 28th to vote for Brandon Herrera, if you're in that district, I don't think there's anything else on that. But when you go to the voting booth in November, and you're going down to those down ballot votes, don't just assume because they're Republican that that's somebody you want to vote for. You can't do that anymore. You have to look into every single motherfucker's name that's on that page.
I agree.
Because you're going to get a Tony Gonzalez, Navy veteran, Navy veteran, right? Texan.
Mm-hmm.
Texan. He's got an R behind his name. He must be good. No red flag laws. He's the only Republican in the entire state of Texas that didn't sign the letter supporting Governor Wheelchair shutting the border down. The only one.
Yeah.
He's the only one, right? And that's why Brandon's running against him, is because of bullshit like that. Supporting red flag laws, supporting an assault weapons ban after Uvalde, shit like that. Like, fuck this guy, right? But he's got an R at the end of his name. He's a fucking military veteran. He must be good.
He's lost his fucking mind. Yeah. Did you see him on CNN this weekend?
Yeah.
Bob, go to Brandon Herrera's account on Twitter. We'll play that video of Tony Gonzalez going on to CNN to call Brandon a white supremacist, which is pretty hilarious. A Klan member. There it is right there.
Boy. Yep. What?
Oh, yeah. You didn't see this?
No.
You guys were gone. You were probably in the air. Go ahead and pop this up there and rewind it and play it here.
Bob Good endorsed my opponent, a known neo-Nazi. These people used to walk around with white hoods at night. Now they're walking around with white hoods in the daytime. Bob Good.
What?
Well, he's Mexican.
He sure is.
Not a lot of neo-Nazi Mexicans that I'm aware of. Maybe he got kicked out of whatever Apple dumpling gang he was in before.
But they let him go on CNN on Saturday and spew this shit live on air.
Yeah, to be honest, I kind of feel like Brandon's got a case for a lawsuit right there.
That's wild to me, man. But I mean, look, Matt Gaetz and all those guys came up and they said, look, he's behind in the polls. This is clearly a move of desperation. And at that, even with that TxDOT meeting with Linda Reif, I said, look, this is the beta test for who actually should be in government. Because enough people are going to get fed up with their shit that's going on in their fucking communities and their neighborhoods. And then they're going to end up running. Now, if Brandon wins, he might be the first podcaster to be a congressman, which is fucking wild to me. And I hope he does. I didn't know much about Tony Gonzalez until all this bullshit started.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though, right?
Yeah.
Like, we saw the Navy uniform and the R behind his name. Like, oh, that guy's on our side. But you cannot take that for granted anymore with Republicans. You can't. And it doesn't mean that there's going to be a Democrat that's better than them necessarily. But if the vote was between Tony Gonzalez and some Democrat I didn't like, I wouldn't vote in that.
No.
Like, don't reward the Republican Party for putting cunts like that up for re-election. Because they're the one that chose him. You don't run for Congress unless you've got a lot of your own money or a very large following like Brandon does, or the RNC fucking anoints you in that area. Those are the only three ways to do it.
Yep. So this is interesting because Brandon has not spent fucking dime pretty much.
Yeah.
He's just running off of his personality and what he wants to actually do in the position. Tony Gonzalez has got some big funding behind him and they're pushing him out on all these fucking outlets because he's nervous now. If he fucking loses to a podcast host and a YouTuber, it would be fucking amazing. And I think that's what needs to happen in a lot of these communities and areas. How did he vote in this fucking thing? Or was he too busy being on CNN that day that he wasn't able to go and vote for Ukraine? How does that work? Can you send your assistant there?
Yeah, you can have a proxy, but it's usually another congressman.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure he voted for it.
Okay, good. Good. That's why that piece of shit should be gone. Get him the fuck out of there ASAP. May 28th is the date, by the way, for Brandon Herrera to go and vote in San Antonio. Go out. We should do a fucking live show out there that day and try to get people to go out and vote. Because in that district, if Brandon wins, typically a Republican wins every single time in that district. So it's over after that. I just want to see this fucking piece of shit out of there. I don't even know who's running on the Democratic side because it doesn't matter there.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter there. But again, if you think any of these fucking people are on your side, they are not. You think they care about your fucking communities? They sure don't. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about your kids. They don't give a fuck about where they're sending their taxpayer dollars here. So fuck all those people who voted for this bullshit on Saturday.
Yeah, he voted yes.
Tony Gonzalez did?
Yeah, for HR.
Get him out of there.
HR 1160.
Yeah. Get him out of there. Have him go to fucking Ukraine. Just go. Or my suggestion was just donate your salaries and all your stock portfolio. That would do it. That would cover it.
Well, that's what I told Ben Shapiro the other day. Because he and that Jeremy Boring guy are saying things like, well, if you don't agree with me, if we don't fund Israel, if we don't fund Ukraine, you don't even love America. Like, okay, well, let's let's dial it back a little bit. Because you two fucking midgets have never lifted a finger in defense of this country. So maybe just relax on telling people they're unpatriotic when we're the ones doing the fighting.
It's somebody else's wars.
Now, you guys are both rich. You're both rich. Mm-hmm. You want to fucking support Israel so much? Pick up a fucking rifle, you coward. How about that?
Or fund it yourself. They've got plenty of money. I think Daily Wire made maybe roughly $180 million last year.
They got a lot more. They have a lot more money than the poor Midwestern kid that's going to have to go die in your stead. You don't have the right to take people's money and give it to somebody else, and you don't have the right to ask somebody to die for a cause that's not their own. Fuck both you guys.
And then, Bob, the last video I sent you, go into your Twitter DMs here. There was a fucking congressman who was just so excited about this vote. Go scroll up. There you go. He calls, allegedly, he called a Ukrainian soldier on the front line from his office. Have you seen this video?
No, I don't care.
Yeah, go ahead and play this.
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Hey.
Hey, good. It's good to see you. I just wanted to give you an update that I'm about to walk across the street from my office here in Washington. And we're going to take the vote right now. Or
Jason
right Crow, now,
representative.
For aid for Ukraine.
Oh, he's a veteran.
I think he's
a ranger.
So we're going to get this passed out of the House of Representatives. We're going to send it to the Senate. The Senate will vote on it soon. we're behind you. We're rooting for you. We're going to give you the support that you guys all need right now to fight and win.
Thank you. So do you think it would be passed today?
I think it's going to be passed in the House of Representatives today, yes. I think it's going to pass in like a half an hour. I think it's going to pass.
And what's the next step?
Then the next step is then it goes to the Senate, which is our other body in Congress, and the Senate will vote on it probably Monday or Tuesday, and I think it'll pass there too. Well,
okay,
we believe
press pause.
In you. We're behind you.
He was one more question away from just saying, okay, so what time and day do we get the money? When is the wire going to clear and we can have all this money? Because the other thing that's shocking to me about all of this, so what if it doesn't work? Because you and I don't believe, no matter how much money we send over there, it's not stopping Russia, and Russia is certainly not going to give up in this fucking war. And unless we send our own guys over there, it doesn't fucking matter how much money we give these assholes. They're not going to win this war, right?
No, they're not.
So what's the fucking point of celebrating all of this, voting on all of this for a country that is too fucking small, doesn't have enough manpower, and they can't win the fucking war?
I don't know.
I try to figure out over the weekend.
I really don't know. I don't understand why people are trying so hard to trans kids either, to be honest. Like, I get the cultural Marxism element of some of this stuff, but fuck, man.
I know.
It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't help anybody inside the United States, that's for sure, except for the military-industrial complex. That's the only people it helps. And that's another thing these dumb cunts were saying. It's like, well, 75% of the money's staying in the country. I'm like, all right, cool. I mean, yeah, that's point A. Follow-up is, how does that work?
Mm-hmm.
It works by the government taxing the shit out of people and stealing their money and then writing a check to another country. But before they hand it to them, they hand it to fucking Lockheed, who takes 75% of it.
Yeah.
So you... Yeah, there's an extra step in there, but basically Lockheed Martin and Boeing and General Dynamics and Raytheon have just robbed me,
mm-hmm.
right? They just did it in a very polite way. Fuck off, right? That's seriously what Daily Wire people have been saying recently. That's part of their fucking argument. It's like, oh my God, dude, you are the dumbest little bitch of all time. Just a cuck, like status, govern me harder, daddy. That's what I've been saying for fucking years on this show about these Republicans. They love authoritarianism just as much as the left does.
Well, that vote lines up pretty fucking even, dude. And it certainly supports your cause there. This fucking guy, is he a repube or is he a Democrat?
He's a Democrat.
I'll check.
A Democrat.
You were right. When I looked him up, you're right. He is the Army Ranger guy you were thinking
of.
Yeah,
he was in the 82nd during the invasion of Iraq. Infantry guy. Doesn't matter if you're a military veteran. Crenshaw proved that.
Mm-hmm.
John McCain proved that. You can be a goddamn literal war hero and still be a cunt. in politics. That is not a fucking ticket for entry.
That's wild, man. So enjoy the money. We didn't vote on the border. I didn't see it. No wonder I didn't see anything about the border. So what do they do? Just scrap that bill, or does somebody have to go to the toilet?
They wipe their ass with it? Yeah, I don't know, man. I haven't heard anything about that.
Yeah.
But strange. I think what they're waiting for, they're going to pass these bills, and I think we're going to see if there's a motion to vacate or not. I know Gates doesn't want it because he's worried about the Democrat. He's worried about Hakeem Jeffries becoming Speaker. But Marjorie Taylor Greene and Thomas Massie allegedly support it. So I guess we'll see what happens.
So I know they have three right now that support it. In my opinion, does it even matter who's in there?
Not really. No.
So at this point, Republicans can't get their shit together in Congress anyway, so who fucking cares?
Well, the difference would be that the Speaker of the House chooses what bills come to the floor and which don't, right? So technically speaking,
oh, gotcha.
If you had a Democratic Speaker, no Republican bill is getting to the floor. Only Democratic bills are, right? And then the Democrat, let's say they did this. I'm not saying they shouldn't get rid of Mike Johnson. I've been pretty clear that he's a waste of life. Mm-hmm. Like, that dude shouldn't even exist on this planet. But if they were to get rid of him and Hakeem Jeffries were to step in, you could see a scenario where the Democrats write optics-driven bills, like bills that look favorable to the naked eye but have objectionable bullshit, like Green New Deal shit they've been trying to pass. And the back end of it, Republicans vote no, and they're like, that's all they use November. Like, Republicans voted, your local Republican incumbent voted no on proposition, whatever the fuck, right? Mm-hmm. To save blind babies. It's like, it doesn't say that it gives $1 trillion to a fucking Qatar to give to Hamas. You know what I mean? That's how they're going to play that game. So it does matter who's in that position.
Okay. Yeah, I'm curious about it. Part of me just wants to run. I just want to see it. I mean, obviously, we can't do that now, but Brandon can. We'll see if Brandon gets in on the 28th. That'll be a blast. Next up, Fight Club. Yeah.
Well, it's a baby Fight Club.
Baby Fight Club?
Well, not baby.
How young?
Child. I think they're 9.
Well, that's old enough in Russia.
7-year-old, but and maybe special needs.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, it's getting, the more words I say, the worse it sounds.
Yeah. I mean, it was a fun and flirty headline you wrote here for Fight Club, and now it gets dark. An Indianapolis elementary school teacher allegedly orchestrated a Fight Club style punishment between classmates, including a 7-year-old special needs student. Disturbing video showed. Do we have the video? We're on Patreon.
Yeah, there's videos of it. If you had to guess what the name of the special needs student was.
Forrest?
Chippy?
Oh, come on, man. Is it really?
No.
Oh, that would be great.
There's no one named Chippy on this planet.
You don't know. I don't want to rule it out.
I don't even know why I said that.
Is this the video, Bob?
Yeah.
All right, play it.
You let go of me.
And the teacher allowed this?
Yeah.
You guys done?
I'm trying to.
Now
the kid on top's getting some good shots.
Yeah.
Some ground and pound.
Boom. You get him. He doesn't know what he's doing, though. God step over it, with that no. left leg, man.
Mess with me. Don't mess with me. Don't mess with me. Don't mess with me.
Quit crying, bitch. That's what he should say. Now, the teacher said, in his defense, and you're watching the video right now, the teacher said, in his defense, the kids were just fighting, and he didn't want to get involved in it, so he just filmed it for evidence. But that's not what it sounds like.
Sure isn't. And those kids are small enough that, what, you can't fucking peel the kids off?
Yeah, I mean, very easily, right? And he's checking his, the kid in the blue there, the top guy, was checking his fucking Apple Watch, I guess, to see if he got his steps in that day.
Yeah, it's more of a blood pressure thing. You want to make sure that you're within the realm to burn some calories there. This teacher should be fucking fired, sued, and then maybe hung. Yeah. Like, for allowing this to go on.
If that was
wood chipper for
this
sure.
My fucking kid, insane. I would hit this dude with a fucking car.
I would just walk into the school and knock this motherfucker
out.
So
this is in Indianapolis. He's a Julius, spelled a weird way, Jonakin, which is a stupid fucking name. He's a substitute teacher, and the child's mother, some child's mom, was, I don't know if it was one of those two or not, if that was just an example. One of the child's moms filed a lawsuit against him and the school board and everybody, right? Alleging that the teacher condoned students to duke it out in classroom on multiple occasions. Now, I had shop teachers that did that. Like, hey, you guys want to, our PE coach in middle school was the fucking football coach, right?
Yeah.
It's like, you guys want to get some boxing gloves and fight, then we'll do that. I'm like, all right, cool. That's not really what's happening there.
No, sure.
Like a much bigger kid is pinning down a smaller kid and beating him in the face while the teacher watches.
And he's seven. Like, yeah. These kids are 7 years old. Yeah. Is that the teacher, Bob, right there?
No, that's one of the kids.
Right? No, that's the
teacher. Oh, man.
Yeah, that's the teacher, dude.
Well, I don't know why I said one of the kids. He's not seven. I was thinking teenagers. Man, he looks like he's fucking 15.
He looks like he's Eddie Murphy and Bowfinger. Pull up Eddie Murphy and Bowfinger. It's very, very close here. Holy shit, dude.
I mean, I'm not...
What the fuck?
I'm not super mad that he's toughening the kids up, I guess.
Look at this. Know. Let's see that guy? See Eddie Murphy?
Same face.
Same glasses? Holy shit, dude.
Yeah, so the mom claimed that Jonathan mistakenly revealed footage on his phone of her son being attacked during a parent-teacher conference. So he was trying to pull up video of something else. He meant to show a video demonstrating the safety of his classroom environment after concerns were raised, but he clicked play on the wrong video and it played that one.
Shut the fuck up.
This guy did?
Yeah. You would think he would have a better handle on technology, considering
very
the
dorky
fact that
and tech savvy.
He
yeah.
buttoned that shirt all the way up to his goddamn eyeballs, man. Yeah. There's not an inch of space anywhere in there. And you know, along with the glasses the poor hygiene, it looks like. You would think that he would be into tech.
He looks like a cartoon character that gets into like wacky accidents all the time.
Well, this is a wacky accident.
Exactly. Sure, like he's just falling downstairs, tripping on banana peels, all the stuff that you could possibly imagine.
And
every second
of the
day.
If you couldn't fully hear what was going on in that video, the bigger kid, or the one on top at least, was saying, "Don't mess with me." And then the teacher, Jonathan, is saying, "That's right, you get him."
Yep.
And then afterwards the kid says, "I'm going to get him again." You know,
Jonathan so, Skywalker.
Yeah. Jonathan, the lawsuit claims Jonathan encouraged and instigated a quote reprehensible fight club type of discipline within his classroom over 3 months. Now I gotta tell you, if I had three boys that were like a year apart each, somewhere like that, I would definitely be doing this 100%.
Yeah.
And then I rock the big one.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
To be like, hey, there's always a bigger fish, dude.
But that's the difference. You can do it if you're a parent at your own house and you want that to go on. This guy in the school are going to get sued for everything they have.
Especially if one of the kids was a fucking disabled somehow.
Yeah, I was looking at him.
Special
What's
needs.
The disability?
It didn't say, I don't know, probably retarded, right? When people say special needs, they don't mean a guy in a fucking wheelchair, typically.
Well, I couldn't tell if the kid maybe had spilled out of the wheelchair on top of the other kid or how that worked. If Jonathan dumped him out on top of the other kid.
And he's just beating him with the wheelchair?
Right. Like, I didn't know what point in the video we were at.
Quote, special needs student. I'm not. It's the unnamed mother whose son deals with, quote, disabilities, including sensory sensitivities.
He's autistic.
And
Got
executive
it.
Function disorder and probably ADHD.
He's autistic. That's the end. So
now, hold on. It gets dumber.
What happened?
I think the boy, the young boy later told his mother that a substitute teacher, the same educator named in the lawsuit, said that the special needs students were demonically possessed.
Oh, my God. Well, so during the, according to the lawsuit, at least, during that school board meeting, Jonathan claimed that the kid who reported him was either lying or mentally ill. Right. Now, this looks like a mentally ill person to me.
Jonathan does.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought
like
Jonathan. Yeah.
He looks like a guy at church who can't really do anything, and like so they let him volunteer a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And maybe do like odd jobs.
Yeah, but like that, you know, is a pedophile, typically. Let's be real.
Yeah.
Weird looking people that show up that can't do function in life anywhere and they want to work around kids, they're usually pedophiles. Right? Yeah, if you're going to the fucking butcher, you're going to buy some meat, is all I'm saying.
It's an Omar Vizquel sitch. I could see this, you know, having this disabled kid soap him up in a shower one day.
It wouldn't surprise me, like, truly, if this guy's just, like, an unemployable weirdo and his parents or someone were like, no one wants to teach anymore.
You know, you just described...
Give me a substitute teacher.
You're describing the profile of a serial killer right now, right?
Yeah. I know what I'm describing.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, because a substitute teacher, you get to put on a collared shirt and go into a seemingly... respectable workplace, right? It's just like a that's what I'm seeing.
Yeah,
he's got this thing buttoned all the way up.
Yeah, he's. I mean, man, there's just not a fucking a millimeter of space.
Wow, man.
So, anyways, hopefully this dude, if any of this shit is true, just I hope it all turns out very poorly for him.
Wood chipper.
Yeah.
Wood chipper. Next up, the smoothening. A transgender person has shared their experience after receiving an experimental new surgery that involves removing the entirety of their external genitals. Adrian, 27, from Florida, a non-binary, i.e. mentally ill, had the operation at a controversial gender clinic in Texas that has been dubbed Frankenstein's Lab. It is one of a handful of hospitals in the country that offer genital nullification surgery, a procedure that involves removing all external genitalia to create a smooth transition down from the stomach to the groin. A small but hidden opening remains in order for urine to exit the body. Those born biologically female undergo a hysterectomy, which stops them from menstruating. I had to use a catheter the first 2 weeks, but I am peeing normally now, Adrian said 2 months ago after the operation. He describes the procedure. Is it a she or a he first?
It's a she.
Okay. Becoming a dude?
Becoming nothing.
Oh, gotcha.
So
is it like Barbie?
Yes. It's called colloquially called the Barbie surgery, right? And it's not just the dick and balls and shit and pussy. It's also the nips gone. Everything.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Why would you want this?
Well, she's mentally ill.
I understand that.
She started trying to transition to dude, right? Took a bunch of testosterone, hormones, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you know what?
Smooth
tried both.
Yeah.
It's not for me.
Barbie was a big hit at the box office.
I tried Pepsi.
Year.
I tried Coke. I'm more of a sweet tea gal.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
And now, no, nothing. Just nothing. These are just diagrams of what gender reassignment surgeries look like. If you want to fuck with Ross, then you can.
God
probably,
damn it, Bob! Is this what I think it is? Do they split the penis?
Oh,
in
there's a whole fucking
but this
series.
This isn't gender reassignment. This is like the guy who turned himself into a cat.
Oh, shaft splitting. Yeah.
So this guy this person, for example, was just like, I would like my shaft split into two.
What is the benefit of that? Because it looks like you would have two dicks.
There's no benefit.
You're probably the coolest guy at the Insane Clown Posse concert.
Maybe. Yeah, I guess. But can you fuck with both of those dicks?
I don't think so.
I don't either, right?
See, if you can find that thing hard. I mean, Double Dick Dude got hard with both dicks, but it was like the same thing. It wasn't cut in half.
He didn't have it cut in half like that. Oh, God damn God. It, Bob. Fuck. I didn't want to see that, dude. I never want to see any of this, dude.
Yeah, I mean, if you could get a second TV over here.
It looks like a fucking burnt pine cone. We've got a gentleman and his father back there today.
It does look like...
Fuck.
It looks like a cigar.
It looks like a burnt cigar.
Out,
but
it's like somebody took a cigar and said, hey, make this a human's dick, an AI. And that's what it looks like.
So what is this, Bob? I've got my eyes closed. What the fuck is this? How did this happen?
I actually don't know what this is. It's a split skin graft sutured.
He's putting his fucking foreskin back on.
Oh, he's getting resurfaced.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that.
Well, that I can support.
Let's see what else we get.
That I can support because I didn't have a choice as a baby. That's why I call that show on Cirque to do, because I want to put the skin
there
back
we go.
On.
So this is turning a peen into a veen. Oh, no, this is making a fake dick. Yeah.
Making a fake hog.
Yeah,
all right.
See that?
Yeah.
They just fucking cut you up. Oh, no, that's making a puss, right?
I don't know.
Because there's balls on there.
The dick looked bigger all the way to
the left. Are they doing something
to
it? I don't know what they're doing.
Shit.
They're doing something there.
This is
the story of a girl.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what this is. Something about a buried penis.
Oh, man.
I don't know what that,
split thickness skin. Those are all skin grafts. That's not what
yeah,
we're
I know.
Go back to the original article.
I'm going
to
fucking throw
So here's
today.
A sub-incision. This is whole... Yeah. There's a lot... They had like four or five different charts on this.
Yeah, so there's...
Yeah, here we go.
These are my two favorite. Just having the head splitting. That's where you just split the head.
Why? What are you going to do with two dickheads if they don't work?
Well, it works if you do that, I would imagine.
I don't think it works.
Maybe that. Maybe
what do
that.
You, if you're just splitting your penis in half, how are you getting off?
Oh, man. Maybe in two directions at once.
It's not putting this fucking sandwich back together.
Oh, know? Dude, there's also an inversion where it's kind of like a gauge situation. Like you cut the shaft in half but keep the head whole.
Oh, God damn it. None of this is necessary.
Eunuch procedures.
Just throw them in a fucking mental institution.
She said the motivation for getting the procedure, which was performed here in Texas, was dysphoria. She opted for nullification because they could not afford a phalloplasty, which is surgery to construct a wiener, or metodioplasty. Which uses hormonally enlarged clitoris as the body of the penis. So like China was on her way.
Yeah.
Basically. Adrian said she has a desire to look as alien-esque as possible. Born a woman, began taking testosterone hormones age 23, which was 4 years ago.
Okay.
4 years ago. Had top surgery to have the nipples removed in 21.
Yeah.
And then I came out fully as queer binary trans man shortly after top surgery. I mean, god damn, don't let this thing anywhere near anybody you love.
How many fucking words are you going to use to describe yourself too? I mean, that seems a little self-important.
Yeah. Well,
what the fuck, dude? I don't know, but if you get this surgery and you feel like this, you're not going to have any form of pleasure whatsoever.
Wrong. It's way wrong. Wrong.
How?
Still got a. She still has a prostate.
So
no, she doesn't.
This
situation. You don't have anything, right?
No, she has nothing.
Everything's gone.
And one Reddit AMA, a person said they chose to get a meatonomy.
Meatotomy.
Sorry, and a sub incision because it allows the urethra to receive sexual stimulation. Oh, so they don't want to go
sounding.
They don't want to go through the song and dance of all the sounding. They want to just cut out the middleman, which would be the head of their.
What
penis.
Is meatotomy? Meatotomy.
You're splitting the meat, right?
Yeah, meatotomy is this one where you split the head.
Oh,
so
just the head.
It's this right here where you can get right. You can get right to.
Now that looks like an Asian penis to me, not because of the size, but because of the wispy long pubic hair.
I've got to turn on the air now, Bob, because I'm fucking sweating.
is that the kind of sweating you get when you're about to vomit, or the kind of sweating you get when you see a really hot girl?
Like right before you pass out.
Right. Nah, he's saying it's because of a hot girl. He's turned on right now by the split dick.
By the way, there is an entire Wikipedia page dedicated to this. And yeah.
I don't know that I need to see it, guys.
There's a whole Wikipedia page dedicated to sub incisions. There's some pretty cool stuff, honestly. There's some new stuff on here I didn't know about.
Yeah. Yeah.
This seems like a cleaner one.
Well, that's healed, right?
Yeah.
I think that other one was fresh.
Damn it, dude. I don't drink until fucking 2 p.m. on Wednesday. Congratulations, dude. It's fucking 5 p.m. on Monday. This is
go ahead and
I'm gonna
pop those
throw up.
Go ahead and pop those headphones
sweating.
On.
Sweating. I just popped the fucking AC on.
Go ahead and pop those headphones on because I think Bob found some audio of the surgery being done.
Nope. No. I don't know that I need headphones anymore in this show. Or ever again in life or running or just trying to enjoy myself. Holy fucking shit, dude. What the fuck is wrong with people, man? Maybe we deserve all this shit. Maybe we deserve all of it as a fucking nation.
Yeah, yeah. Well.
I'm starting to head that way, too, where it's just like all this stupid shit. Cool, man. You want to give money to Ukraine, have China build a fucking Texas highway. Now Texas has this bullshit. So they draw the line at abortion where they're like, no, can't do that. But if you want to chop off your fucking ding dong and smooth it out like Ken and walk around in this world and then piss out of a small incision of where your penis and or vagina used to be, how does that even dribble out? Do you wear a diaper?
You're a leaker.
Are you diked up for the rest of your life?
That's a leaker for sure, yeah.
I mean, there's pushers and leakers in life, but do you dipe up the rest of your life or can you aim that thing? Can you split it and fucking piss somewhere?
I don't know. Maybe you develop an entirely new turlet system, right? Bob, I think we've got an audio clip of that turlet system.
Nope, sure don't. I will fucking burn these Raycon headphones, dude, that I'm wearing every day. I can't see one more of these goddamn things or hear it. Nothing. I just don't understand.
So, like, this person who did the Reddit AMA, they literally got it the same reason, like, someone tattoos their eyes black or gets, like, part of their nose chopped off. He liked the way it looked. And, some sexual stuff, too. Apparently, he's had a lot of genital piercings in the past and just took it to the next
level.
And
that's all fine. You want a Prince Albert, congratulations. But you want it smoothed out? How do you get off, then?
Well, you know, a lot of people get off without
rectally
physical stimulation, right?
How?
Like, have you ever watched Mindhunter?
Yeah.
So a lot of serial killers, it's mostly sexual serial killers for the most part. Some of them rape, some of them rape corpses, heads, whatever the fuck, animals. Some of them get sexual satisfaction just from the act of murder itself, right? And that's why they'll go back to that's why they go back to the scene of crime, is to re-experience it, right? Because they get sexual satisfaction out of it, even if they don't touch themselves or whatever the fuck. It's very bizarre.
Yeah. My God, dude. I just, like, this guy, Mike Johnson, anybody who voted for, like, all wood chipper, just a giant wood chipper. We should put it in, like, Arkansas. Just put it in the middle of the country, and then boom, just put these people in a fucking wood chipper. This person isn't going to do anything great for the world.
No, that's just going to be a drag forever.
Ever.
Right, yeah.
Forever, until they off themselves.
Until they become a school shooter.
Or a lot of them commit suicide.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of them.
70%.
Right.
Attempt it. The next story shows that we're not even safe in space.
International AIDS Station?
Yeah.
The International Space Station crew has uncovered a drug-resistant bacteria.
Which is also known as AIDS.
Yeah.
Right? Well, I mean, technically it's a virus, but...
Sure is.
Still becoming drug-resistant.
HIV.
Yeah. There's super AIDS in Africa.
And they have no idea how it got on board. Researchers aboard the low-orbit station confirmed the find, which could lead to further developments of stronger bacteria, which can resist treatment. The microgravity aboard the station has been tipped as a reason for its survival, but where it came from has puzzled the team, who has no recollection of the bacteria making it on board. Different conditions for the organisms on the ISS mean a different growth route than those back on Earth. A new study into
Enterobacter.
Bugendinsis? Why even bother with that? Why even write that in? You know I can't pronounce that bullshit. Why even write that in there today? Isolated 13 strains of the species from the ISS and analyzed the changes to the growth when compared to associated strains on Earth. The bacteria aboard the ISS has been linked to clinical infections like sepsis, and the strain on board the space station was found to be far more resistant to drugs and medical intervention than back on Earth. Who is it? What is this? Us? Is this Americans or somebody else aboard this fucking thing? Who's got the AIDS? Who brought the AIDS up there? America or Russia?
Hard to say on that, right? I mean, they're more. I don't know if it's mutated a lot. It's probably Russia, because you know Chernobyl.
Yeah. Probably a little bit of Chernobyl up there.
Yeah.
Got out there, but this is super bizarre. What do you think this is?
I have no idea. It is very bizarre, though. I mean, look, cross-contamination happens. They're pretty careful about it on the ISS for good reason, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're up there for however long you're up there, 6 months, 8, 12, 18, whatever it is. And you have the shit that you have to survive, right?
Yeah.
And if you get sick, it's not like they've got a fucking emergency room up there, right? No. That's why they test the fuck out of these people to make sure they're healthy. If you get sick, that's not great. If it's a novel virus, which these 13 strains are all novel viruses, or novel bacteria, rather, it's not like you can just like take a shower and come home.
No.
Right? You're just kind of stuck up there. So dicey. I don't know. It seems like nobody's panicking about it yet. That's probably good.
Well, let me ask you this. I'll go to the obvious question. Did somebody plan it up there just to see what would happen?
The better question. Well, so the ISS does quite a bit of biological research.
Yeah.
On plants, but also on bacteria and viruses to see how they develop in space, mm-hmm. right? Like, we want to be able to tell how our food digestion is going to work in low gravity, all kinds of stuff, right? So they're up there doing all sorts of stuff. Probably cross-contamination from the originating lab, you would think, right? Like, a novel bacteria isn't just going to... It's not like you mix two bacteria together. Like, oh, I got fucking, you know, peanut butter and jelly bacteria or whatever the fuck. It's not. I don't think that's how that works, so... yeah, it's probably just cross-contamination from something else. But it is interesting that it's a novel version of it, which would make sense, though, because it's growing under radically different conditions. No sure. sunlight and no gravity.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it makes sense it would be like that. But this could be... I just wanted to document this for, you know, posterity's sake for the show, because this could be our first interaction with space AIDS.
I hope
and
so.
And I don't want to miss it. Me neither. You know what I mean?
You don't... Forget the first one who got
don't
space AIDS.
Don't want to miss a thing. And that
don't
was,
wanna close my eyes.
That was a song from Armageddon, too, so it all tracks.
And they, right when Liv Tyler put up her hand to Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
And then he died yeah. because he had AIDS up there.
And then Ben Affleck cream pied her in the fucking, back in the other ship.
Because he didn't want to miss a thing. Next up, fentanyl. Drones have entered the chat. A new wave of narco-chemical weapons terrorism is emerging in Mexico as one of the country's most powerful drug cartels has adopted the use of chemical explosives. Yay! Earlier this month, it emerged members of the... Do I mispronounce a fucking gang?
Jalisco.
Yeah, I don't want to do that, bro. You like, say it.
El Jalisco. Jalisco.
Jalisco!
All the other fucking words are in English, bitch.
Except for Jalisco. I don't want to mispronounce
Jalisco
it.
Jalisco New Generation Cartel. The Xinjing. Chijing, chung chung. This kind of sounds like Law and Order. It's CJNJing, chung chung.
Well, that's the condensed version.
Yeah,
of it. But it's better known as "You gonna blast this fool or what, Holmes?"
They drop chemical agents from drones in some city I'll never be able to pronounce.
Michoacán,
a municipality in the state of another place that I'm not familiar with.
Michoacán.
At Pat Sagan.
At Pat Sagan.
Human Security Observatory said more than 100 cartel gunmen used, quote, high-powered weapons, as well as, quote, explosive bombs of C4 and asphyxiant chemicals with drones to take control of local communities. So they're putting, like, C4 and fentanyl together, like, using the drone as a dispersal agent for weaponized fentanyl. And just flying it over an area, I guess, to threaten them.
I'm pretty impressed.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to waste drugs or nothing, but...
I don't either, but look, man, if you're coming up with creative, fun, and flirty new ways to kill your own citizens, it's not bad.
Yeah. In the past, we've only... This is a quote from Dr. Robert J. Bunker, who's the director of research and analysis at CO Futures, which is a security company. He said that the chemical agents used in this way are unique, new and unique. That raises the terror level for the locals bombed. In the past, we've only seen IEDs and strapped-on drones and IED bombs utilized. If the chong-chong keeps experimenting, we may even see standoff rockets, multiple bomblets on a drone being dropped, as we've seen in Syria and Ukraine already. Or possibly even firearms placed on drones, which we've also seen in those areas. As for the use of chemical agents, Dr. Bunker said that the Chichung's goal was for psychological impact on local villagers, opposing cartel sicarios or Mexican police and military personnel. To be honest, I think we need to get some smackheads
yeah.
from downtown San Francisco and give them some fucking plate carriers and rifles and send them down there and be like, hey, dude, every now and again, the interests of people that are diametrically opposed intersect, and this is one of those times.
Yeah.
We need, your country needs you.
Yep. Let's get, right? Let's get your to country fucking, needs you. Let's get to fucking bombing people.
Nobody else can fucking inhale fentanyl like this.
What was,
just like, can we reanimate George Floyd? Because apparently he could take a lot of it.
He sure could.
He had, not what, 9 times the lethal limit in his bloodstream?
Put him right there at the front
line. There's probably quite a few George Floyds out there. Right.
What was an Agent Orange?
I have no idea.
Because, I mean, this is kind of a newer version of it where you're like,
Agent Orange is probably takes a lot longer to affect you than
fentanyl.
I mean, if you got hit right in the face with it, obviously, but fentanyl, you just die. Right. Agent Orange gives you fucking all sorts of problems.
What were we going to say, Bob?
I'm going to try to pronounce this. Trichlorophenoxyestic acid.
You fucking tell
it's a tactical,
me. Everybody knows about trichlorophenoxyestic acid.
It's a tactical herbicide.
I don't know what the fuck
tactical it is. Herbicide. Well, like Roundup.
Why not just bomb them with fucking anthrax on a drone?
Anthrax would grow, probably. I don't know.
What about... all right, let's take the fentanyl. What's that death like? Is it fun or not? Do you just kind of overdose and then they go nigh-nigh?
Yeah, it's probably not bad, all right. Be honest. Okay. As deaths go, I think it's probably better than... It's definitely better than Agent Orange.
Okay, great.
Or anthrax, for sure.
Just checking.
Because
when they had Jessie on it in the hospital, she lost like all the movement in her legs mm-hmm. for like 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And I thought it was awesome. She did not.
Well, she's weak.
Well, she also hates a good time.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's like if you loved your kids, you wouldn't have taken the drugs in the first place. So
it's true.
You know what I mean? Don't complain about your legs.
You want to experience natural birth. Yeah.
This it'll be interesting to see if they do use other substances. Right.
It's got to come, right?
Yeah.
If you got a fun drone, you want to do all the things with it, you know?
Oh, I would want to do like probably a Macaulay Culkin version of it, where it's like a drone and then it just drops a paint can on your head, or it gets super hot and when you try to touch it, it burns your hand.
Yeah.
Something like that, right?
I want to see the drones you were talking about in Iran, the ones that can find people's faces and then blow them up, but make something fun and flirty in the sky like an Abraham Lincoln face.
Or a giant cock.
Yeah.
It's also an American flag, and it's just it's drones flying in unison into Iran, and everybody sees it. It's like, that's a giant, that's cock. Like a 70-foot American flag cock.
Yeah.
And it's coming right for us. What do we do? There's nothing to be done.
And then it starts spraying out loads, but they're bullets into people's faces.
Right.
I want that day to happen. I think we're getting close.
Yeah, we are getting close, so hopefully that'll go down.
Fingers crossed, kids. Last up, London is done. Nearly 1 in 4 Londoners have been attacked or threatened with violence in the last 5 years, a shock new poll has found. Research by the Center of Social Justice found around 2 million people had fallen victim to violence or been threatened in the period. The shocking number comes as analysis shows that violence in London cost taxpayers around $7 billion in 2023. The polling, commissioned by the CSJ and conducted by Servation, revealed that a tenth of Londoners know someone who has had an illegal gun, and a worryingly 9% believes it would have been possible to get one for themselves. Now, 1 in 10 people feel at risk of crime from knife and gun-wielding gang members. More than half of those surveyed want the police to be on foot and accessible in their local area more often. Almost 2/3 of respondents also said that they support the power of police to use stop and search. The results come as more teenage homicides were recorded in London in 2023 than the year before. More broadly, in England and Wales, almost 18% of knife and weapon offenses resulting in a caution or conviction were committed by children aged 10 to 17. Is that true?
I mean, that number is way higher in the United States.
Wow.
If you go 12, I think it's 12 to 19, it's like a bulk of the murders here in the U.S. It's mostly young black men killing other young black men.
Over there?
No, here.
Okay. What is it over there?
It's Muslims.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
That's what I figured.
Mm-hmm.
It's all immigration and, you know, the friends that we've talked to, shit, who is it, Francis on the show, is just like, mm-hmm. Yeah, dude, they don't even go into those fucking neighborhoods anymore to protect you and everything else. But they also have a Muslim mayor, so fuck it. Mm-hmm.
You know. But this is coming for everybody. Like, Europe has gotten, as bad as things are going in the U.S. right now, Europe is and always will be way worse, right? So we know all three primary countries in the U.K. have passed dumbass hate speech laws. Scotland being the most recent with big fines for misgendering people and shit like that. Ireland, if you remember from a couple of months ago, are the ones that if you had weird memes on your phone, you could be arrested in prison for that.
Mm-hmm.
Not to be outdone, Germany passed a bill this past week, I think, that legalizes transitioning your child from the moment it's born. On day one, your newborn, one day old baby in the NICU. You can be like, you know what? That dick doesn't look right to me, man.
Chop it off.
Get that dick out of here. I don't like that. Get that dick out of here. You could get your baby's dick cut off in Germany legally now. And it's a 10,000 euro fine should you dead name somebody or use somebody's incorrect pronouns on purpose or whatever, or expose to somebody else that they were born. So let's say you're my buddy. You and I are in Germany together, right? And I see you, I don't know, getting ready to twist dicks with a tranny.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, dude, that was used to be a dude. I can get fined 10,000 euro for that, for trying to stop you from fucking a dude.
Pretty awesome.
So that's where Europe is.
Okay.
And then Northern Europe, of course, is all, they're all trying to join NATO, including Ukraine.
Yeah.
Right now. So, you know, maybe Russia will fucking relax and calm down and not take any of this as a threat. And maybe they don't. Hard to say.
Zelensky would suck a dick to get into fucking NATO, dude. You know how much money he would get out of that?
Mm-hmm. The same amount that the Russian oligarchs got for fleecing the country after the wall fell, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Billions of dollars. Billions, real money.
Before we get to Drinking Bro of the Week, there's an update on that Columbia University story. Columbia University president has now ordered virtual classes as anti-Israel protests take over and saying, we need a reset. Holy shit, man. Columbia is the most expensive university in the United States.
Yeah, it was also the birthplace of cultural Marxism in the United States, right? So it makes sense that this would happen. But
imagine
yeah.
paying for your kid to go there and this bullshit's going
on. Well, imagine being an associate professor on campus and being a Jewish man and trying to get into your class and finding out that they had changed the key codes and stuff so you couldn't get in because they didn't want you to come there anymore. Like, imagine that. And then imagine being face down by a crowd of fucking white children saying, gas the Jews. Because he also dealt with that this morning. It's like, all right, cool, man.
It's fun.
Just all I want is as much time and effort spent identifying and exposing those people as was spent on grandmas in the fucking Capitol taking selfies inside the stanchions.
Yeah.
Can we do that?
Another update here. Sports one here. Robert Kraft has decided to pull all of his money as other donors blast the, quote, fucking crazy anti-Israel mob. But staff joined students' campus protests in a spiraling crisis that is currently ongoing right now. Watch the news tonight. We'll figure it out. Did he stay? Drinking Bro of the Week? Is he back there? Come on up, sir. Come on up. Brought your dad in today, and we had a horrific show. Not that every single one of them isn't terrible, obviously. We're horrible human beings. I hope your dad didn't have to see all those dicks cut open like I did. Oh, you're shaking your head.
Yeah. Unfortunately, he did.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Is it back on that screen back there?
Yeah, he was... good view of Bob's computer.
Fuck, dude. I'm sorry. Bad. What's his name? I'll apologize.
Mike.
Hey, how old's your dad?
65.
Mike. Four? 65.
I can't math.
Did he take Social Security yet already?
Yeah. Yeah, he's happily retired.
Good. Mike, I'm sorry you had to see this. In a happy retirement, you come here, you just wanted to relax, drink some hard AF seltzers, and then all we're doing is showing cut-up dicks for a good 40 minutes, listening to gay dudes butt-fuck each other, too.
He's laughing, so.
The dad from Family Members or Family Matters? Christ, dude.
God, yeah, that one was rough. That's unfortunate.
Fuck, dude. I don't want to believe it's true. I've had lunch with that guy. He was supposed to be in Poolboy.
I'm just going to block that one out of my memory.
I didn't want to know that, dude. I had a nice, enjoyable, he was the nicest man ever. I don't want to fucking picture him getting blasted by Diddy.
No.
I just don't want to do no. it. I only know him as Carl Winslow, too, which is fucked up.
Oh, for me, it was Die Hard. No, so
and Ridge. Yeah. Ridge. Tell everybody your name.
Brian Grubb.
And your dad's name?
Mike.
Mike. Yeah. Who would you like to give Drinking Bro of the Week to?
To him. I've been stuck next to him in the car for 2 days now, 3 days, something like that. So
you guys look similar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's genetic.
Yeah, I was going to say, man.
There's no guessing on that one.
Yeah. Some people. Yeah. There's other people where you're like, who the fuck is this?
Yeah.
With you guys, though, I mean, it's you clearly got all the genes.
Definitely. I know what I'm going to look like in about 20 years.
Yeah. You also brought some booze with you here. What'd you bring? You got the spirit water?
Yep.
Gentleman's bourbon.
Yep. That one's the higher end one. It's the guy who made Not Your Father's Root Beer. Opened a distillery.
Love Not Your Father's Root Beer.
Yeah, in my hometown in Cary, up in Illinois. So
big fan. So Not Your Father's Root Beer was in the Helen Keller movie. They were one of the sponsors for it. First time I ever had it. And we gave it out at actually a table read, and every single person was like, what the fuck is this? Because it hadn't come out. It was kind of brand newish. And it was about to come out of the United States. And I called my buddy, and I said, hey, do you have this? And he goes, yeah, we're in the process of buying it. And I was like, can I buy in? And this is fucking amazing. And he goes, nah, it's sold. It's
gone. Fun part, they did a run of like 23 or 24%.
I don't know if I told the story in this show, Ross Patterson Revolution, but they had a bigger version of it, kind of like a bottle like this size.
Yeah.
It was 14%, I believe, but they didn't tell you which stores they were going to. So you had to drive all over like convenience stores everywhere. And I'd given up. I was like, dude, I'll never find this 14% bottle of Not Your Father's Root Beer because I love it. I'm a massive fan of it. And I was by my wife's house in Ojai. The shitty gas station. I walked in to pick up something for my kid, like a Band-Aid or something like that. And I walked in, and there it was. It was one left, and I drank it on the drive home. It was so great.
Good call.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the same for us. When they released that 23, 24%, and they just sent a couple of kegs to, like, here or there to these shitty dive bars.
Did you get to have it?
Yeah.
How was it?
Fantastic.
Fuck. I only got to have it was 13 and a half or 14.
Yeah, the heavier one, you could taste a bit more of the alcohol, but I mean, it was still root beer. It was unbelievable. One of them, and I was like, oh.
And you live there?
Yeah.
If you get it, will you send someone to the studio?
What, the
Not Your Father's?
Oh, they're doing...
Are they still doing the 24%?
No.
I've never had a 24% beer before, I don't think.
Yeah, it was insane. But I can check back. They have their website. It's on the bottle. They have all the stuff that they're currently making on there.
I wonder if I could order it to my house.
I don't know if they ship or not, but...
All right. I was such a massive fan of it. Yeah. Forgive me for fanning out about it. I loved it. I loved it. And I tried... It took me an entire summer to track this fucking bottle down.
Yeah, the guy, he started in Wakanda in just this little, like, industrial park, and I ran into him while I was delivering, and he's, like, trying to get me to, oh, here, try this, try that, and I'm like, dude, I'm in a UPS truck delivering. I can't taste all of your beers.
Yeah,
you so, can. Yeah.
Did you say Wakanda, by the way?
Yeah, Wakanda, Illinois.
Wakanda forever?
Yeah, same, close enough. Okay. You're not going to find very many Wakandans in Wakanda.
Oh, so no blacks?
No.
You're not going to find any blacks in Indiana.
No.
Let's be honest with you. Like, that's just not a thing.
No.
We've been to Indiana numerous times. Do you like it?
What, Indiana? I don't know. I only drive through it. I'm in Illinois.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
Good.
No. Okay. Northwest of Chicago. So.
All right. Perfect. Well, Chicago I love. God damn.
Parts.
Well, can I just circle out, like, just rope off Wrigley Field and all those surrounding neighborhoods?
That's the good part of Chicago.
I love it so much, dude.
Anything west and south is awful.
So I'm going there. I'm coming up there this fall.
Yeah.
First of all, I love Chicago. Any excuse I can find to go to Chicago for a Cubs game?
Yeah.
Dan and I went last year. Big fan. This year, Ohio State is playing Northwestern at Wrigley Field.
That should be fucking dope, dude.
I don't know why they're doing it.
Well, Wrigley, for whatever reason, they're getting all sorts of events, not just Cubs, obviously.
Because it's the greatest stadium in the world.
It's unbelievable.
It's the greatest baseball stadium of all time.
Yeah, I remember going as a kid, sitting behind a post, eating that malt cup, and yeah, it's good times.
Did your dad take you?
Yeah.
It's the best, dude. What a childhood. Holy shit.
The old Chicago Stadium, the Hawks games. Yeah. I mean, Detroit sucks. The whole building rumbling. It was unbelievable. I mean, United Center's great, but it's still one of like core memory is the old Chicago Stadium.
Don't like Soldier Field. I've been to Soldier Field.
Yeah, not a fan.
Me neither.
No,
the
sucks.
You're really far from the field for some reason.
Yeah.
The way that it's built, and you don't feel close or anything.
And the weather sucks, and you're outside. I would much rather get blasted in a bar and watch the Bears at home than go to Soldier Field. Like, yeah, any day of the week.
Wrigley, though, I'll go to every fucking game you take me to.
Yeah.
I'm in. I'm all in. Congratulations to you and your father, by the way, in his retirement. That's fucking awesome. Why did you guys do this?
Our back-to-back archery events. There was one in Oklahoma, the Total Archery Challenge, last weekend. We just shot that. And then there's one in San Antonio next weekend, swapping him and my girlfriend at the airport Tuesday, Wednesday. And then, just doing the tourist thing for the week and...
Awesome. Well, enjoy it. Come back for the NFL draft show if you want on Thursday.
Yeah, thinking about it. If I can talk the girlfriend into it, I will.
Jesse will be here. My wife will be here for a little bit.
Okay.
Hey, by the way, Archery Country in Austin has an event for this. It's on Wednesday. Spartan Forge's CEO is going to be there. I think Tim might be there. I'll be there.
Okay.
It's just look up Archery Country on Instagram Wednesday this week.
Gotcha. That'll be fun. You going to that?
Yeah, I'm going to try for that one.
Tim, have you met Tim Kennedy?
No, I haven't met Tim yet.
God damn,
I've met a bunch of guys. Jack's one of my favorite people. I've met him a couple
Jack
of
Mandeville?
Times. Yeah.
Great, too.
Yeah, it's my third year going to this, and he hosted the after party last 2 years when Black Rifle was involved.
Tim is one of the greatest human beings of all I've ever met in my life.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, if I can run into him.
It's just one of those rare people that truly believes in himself and that he can do anything, and then he ends up doing it, no matter what it is, across the board.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fucking nuts. Every time he comes on the show, I say the same thing. I'm like, dude, I feel like a better human because you're here.
Yeah, I feel like more of a piece of shit after listening to him.
don't you?
Yes.
God damn it, dude. I feel like a piece of shit every time he's here. Because I love him, but I'm like, man, I'm not going to do what you're doing.
I don't know.
Today.
I don't know where he gets it.
I don't know where he gets the fucking energy
exactly.
to do all this shit all over the world.
I could barely work, 9-10 hours and get home, let alone do all of the shit he does. And
I've got a strong work ethic, but that's another level where like the physical element to what he's doing every day,
yeah,
is just fucking gnarly. All those people that come in after going working out with him are destroyed and crushed. Their bodies are crushed for weeks.
I die.
Oh, same. He's asked me a million times. I'm like, bro, I'm not fucking going to your bullshit.
No.
I die.
Yeah.
I could fucking die at this
point. I'd stroke out.
Yeah.
I'd be done.
You're like, oh, you're fine. Just hop in there. Nope. Not going to do it, bro. Not going to do it. I've seen fucking 50 people that have rolled through the studio who are just in crutches after going through Tim's stuff.
Yeah, hard pass.
Yeah, same. But I love you, Tim. You're the best in the biz, okay? Appreciate you being here, man, for real. Thank you for the booze. We will drink this on Thursday night for the NFL draft.
That's why I brought it.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's always a wild night, kids. Big week ahead. If you're in the Austin area, Saturday nights, we are doing a live show at the Vulcan. Are you here Saturday?
We'll be shooting Saturday, so.
All day or at night?
It's in San Antonio, so the back and forth gets rough.
So we're doing a live show at the Vulcan with Drea DiMatteo from The Sopranos. Tickets are available on allminds.com right now. That is at 6 p.m. That'll be D'Anthony Holloway and I. And then Jared Taylor will be there as well. Should be a fun evening. I think Alex Jones is rolling through. I believe Tim Pool's in town. Alex Stein is after us. I mean, it's going to be a wild night all the way around. And I think one ticket just gets you in for all of it. So Stein, Alex is on Friday night. That's right. We got the fucking midget on Friday, dude. He's opening up for him. Weird week around here, dude.
I picked a good one to roll through.
For sure, dude. We got the NFL draft on Thursday. We got the midget on Friday. We've got the guy flying in for the Olive Garden with his wife. And then we got a live show on Saturday with Drea from the Sopranos. So can't beat that, can you? Fun week, kids. If you can't be here, just go to iTunes, rate the show 5-star, and leave a quick review. That'll help. Same with Spotify. Just roll over to fucking Spotify. Just leave a 5-star and walk away. It's all the advertisers care about. We're getting close to 10,000. I'll shut the fuck up about it forever. But just get us there, all right? For D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros Podcast. Fake news. Good night, everyone.